Okay, so in the sugya of Nat Bar Nat, so Doiv already spoke out the different sadim in the Rishonim. Just want to go through a little bit of the Umsan Shulchan Aruch, some points, the Maisa, that come out. The Soidish. Obviously, it's probably enough to learn this again at some point, but let's see. So first of all, so the first thing is that the Pesach Tshuva brings from the Chavos Das, this is a Chumrah of Bishas Bishel. That's whatever goes in, a Tam that goes in, Bishas Bishel, even goes through Kalim, is going to be considered a Tam Rishon. So if it happened to Bishas Bishel, it will be considered a Tam Rishon in the Parv. So if there's a whole Sugya in Siman Tzadi Beis about a tipas chalav that fell on a kadera shalbasa. So that is talking that even though it went into the kadera shalbasa while the boss was there. But the chiddush of chavadas would be, let's say if it's parv, you're cooking parv in a fleshik pot and the milk went in. So the milk, everything in the milchik pot, everything in the fleshik pot, we consider tamrishan of milk because there's no shishan. So it's a nice din, but it's very negeah. That's only
the shouldn't there be using the milk in the pot?
No, I'm saying it's cooked parv.
You just put milk in
it. No, it fell on from the backside.
It
went from the milk to the kli, to the kli, to the vegetables.
Uh-huh.
But since it all happened Shas Bishel, so it'll be called Tam Rishon. So some negeah examples of this is another makor for this, the Chavos Das says, is from Siman Tzadi Zayin. It's handling over there if you can cook parv bread and fleshed bread at the same time on the oven. In those days, the way the oven would work, so it was a knish, a geshmak of meat knish, you put on this side, and then a pashtida with meat, and you put bread on this side. So the whole shmuz is if you could eat this milk, this bread, the parv one with milk, or at all, even once it's fleshed bread, you can't eat it at all. So some Achrayim say the only reason it would be awesome is if the milk leaked out of the knish into the other and it leaked, it was zav into the power of milk thing. But the Chavos Das says no, it's b'shas bishul. Because even if the blia of the fleshik went into the oven and then went out of the oven into the mefafeya and went out of the oven into the bread, so it's b'derech bishul. So the napa b'derech bishul isn't going to be considered a secondary tam. We'll consider a tam rishon, and it'll be called tam rishon, the bread. And maybe you wouldn't be allowed to eat that bread with milch. Now the shayla is if you can't eat milch, it could be you can't eat it at all. Mm-hmm. Throw it away. So this is the shayla of if you warm up challah on top of your cholent, so be subject to this shmuz. Because
you can't eat it, or you can't make it with
milk. No. You can't eat it with milch.
Fine. So why can't I eat with milch?
Okay. No, you could. Oh. There's a couple of terim on that sugya. That's what I'm saying. I didn't get involved in that sugya. But you definitely can't eat it with milk because it's going to be a tam rishon now. So if you warm up your challah on top of the cholent, so the blias go from the cholent to the cover, and from the cover into the challah, but it's all b'derech bishul. So mele, it's according to Chavos Das, and tam rishon.
But the place that's a glass tap, so you have to, it's two
chumras. If you have that, you think, if you're Sephardi, maybe. Ashkenazim, glass according to Sephardi is not b'leia.
Yeah,
but
you can use that as
a halacha. So you think since the Derech Bishul is only a chumrah, the
right.
Alma.
Right.
So the Machlokes
is a huge
Machlokes. Yeah, Archelik of the Machlokes, yeah. Yeah, but the Maisa, not the Yonis and everything, but the Maisa, the Archelik of the Machlokes Das, but the Piskachuv brings it down. The Piskachuv brings it down, because then we go with it, pretty much. It's not like Chavos Das dug up somewhere. Also, Chavos Das is saying Pshat on the Shachan Taz, that all the Achronim ask on the Shachan Taz in Tzadi Zayin. So he's coming to say Pshat on the Shachan Taz. Okay, I'm not saying there's not other Pshat, I'm saying but Achronim asking, this is how he's saying Pshat on the Shachan Taz. So according to him, the Shachan Taz is all for all this. Okay, there's one Nakuda. Another Nakuda. There was a case, there was an interesting case.
You can't put the
Chalil Chatzil because
anybody can
call places. Yeah, but it could be you're allowed to do that after it's baked. We're not going to involve in that. So now, Lagabe, we're going to get back to this in a second. Lagabe, the Etzim Din, the Taz asks a question. The Lachara, what's going on in this whole Sugya that we're only worried about the Dugim into the fish. What happened to the dog itself? You're not allowed to eat dog with meat. So Kapshuta, what does the Taz say? Taz says the reason why I'm not worried about it is because it's Blias Kalim. What does he say? He doesn't really speak it out, but he says he's not nachis to this. He's not dealing with that question. What's the answer to that question? So in other places, the Taz says, and the Prim Gotam is mashma like that, that the Ikar Herter is because it's Plitas Kalim. So it means there's two ways to understand this, you say. This idea that the plea of the basar doesn't aser, is that because it's a tamsheni? It's not tamsheni lesser because there's no iser here. It's a chalais iser. So the tamsheni, well, there's no chalais iser. It's not making any dinim. It's not making a chanan or anything. Teretz says, what are you eating together? Meat, which is tamsheni, with dogim. So mamela, that's why he was matir. The point is because it's the nat for nat. Is that what he's saying? So the story was, there's a maisa that somebody Shabbos morning came. The maisa I heard it from Reb Shmuel Felder was he brought that Reb Shmuel the Kamos came to Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, and you know the story, and that they put the what?
Reb Shmuel kind of brings down the argues
that there's that they put in a roll of Arab Shabbos. They took out from the freezer a roll of kishka and they put it in. Shabbos took it. It wasn't a roll of kishka. It was a roll of pita fish. So the mistama, the juice that comes out of the gefilte fish is both the bashishin and the chon. So the shayla not wasn't off that, but the whole you know shishin connected the whole roll gefilte fish. So
it's not an aser by fish. That's
aser here. So the question is, but normally that's because it's tamsheni, but over here it's tamrishin because it's b'shas bishul. So if it's b'shas bishul, so now you have tamrishin mamish. So it's he was tiny. The way I heard it was it depends what this part of the Taz is. The part of this heter because it's tamsheni already in the fish, and that's why he's mekel. Or is the part of platus kalim, even if it's tamrishin of platus kalim, doesn't matter. So it's a part of platus kalim, it's not a part of nat banat. So memela, even if it's a tamrishin, but since the tam swift kosev went through the kalim, went through the foil into the cholent, so memela, it's even if it's a potency of a tamrishin, but it's a tamrishin that went through kalim. So Mamela, that case is going to be takamuta, according to the even according to the Chavis Das. That case would be
Shas Bishul. Together, you go with the Chavis Das. Shas Bishul. It's called Plaitas Kli.
That's the point. That's what he said. Is that the point? No. Is it's still called Plaitas Kalim? But Gabi this Issa. The Issa is it has to be Basar Mamish. No, the Chavis Das is saying is it goes straight through. Fine, it went through it straight through, but it went straight through the Kli.
It's still
going in the clean out of the clean. That's the part.
The thing that takes away the sakana is the clean.
Nafkamina would also be a davar charef. If you have fish or meat that's charef, it wouldn't make a difference.
Taz himself asks on the Taz, and he says the Taz hold raya to make more about their
ethiology. You don't have a raya, I know, but
no. I'm saying the Chazdas himself holds that you don't have a raya from the Taz from Agmara. Because Chazdas says the Taz brings a raya that all the Agmara ate it. So if I say no iser. Chazda says that's only if you hold that's by alu. Like if you're makar at bishul, then you have to makar anyway.
What do you mean?
I mean the Taz right is that I'm wrong eat the naparnat.
Yeah.
He says, but that's only by alu.
See, Chazda himself is mashal the hetter is not naparnat, not al tefilta scale.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but the primogod. I don't know if the Chazda himself is learning that the terts to the primogodim's to the Taz's kashas al tefilta scale. But we go that the itkar of vort was tefilta scale. That's pretty much Gadim's mashma like that. And it has another place also in Peivav. I think in Hilchas, no, in Kufta Zayin, in Hilchas, Sakan is also mashma like that. That the Ikavar is also played as Kalim. So Nafkamina would be, even if it's a Tamrishin, like a Derek Bishel, or that if it's with a Davar Charif, let's say you cut with a flesh of a knife, a spicy Moroccan fish, place, whatever. So you cut a spicy fish with a flesh of a knife, even though it's Tamrishin, it would still be Matat's plate to scale. Okay. Anyway, that's just a dietary thing. I wanted to get to the main thing I wanted to get to with this. The Mechaber is not Machmer, even Lechatchila, for the Shita of the Rivan. The Nizbashlu is any worse than Alu. So this is, once it was Nizbashlu, then he holds that you're allowed to Lechatchila eat it with the other men. Okay. Now, The shaila is like this. The shaila is, what about the din of the Sefer HaTrumah? Sefer HaTrumah's halacha is, you're not allowed to wash dishes together. And the place can bring down two reasons for that. The Rishonim bring down two reasons for that. Either because the Bliya, when it leaves the Flesha Kekli and leaves the Milcha Kekli, they meet up directly in the water. That's the Sefer HaTrumah's din. Or because maybe that's a poigim, the taimim are poigim. And then there's another thing, that the kelim are noigim, they touch each other. So since the kelim touch each other, the bliya goes straight through the kelim. But Maisel Mechaber does not choishish for that. And he says, Kairish shel basar shehutchu b'yerech haleves, afilu shneim b'nei yomim, mutter. Mutter. Now, Zok the Shach. Shach says, Aval lechatchila ein lahadichan, afilu l'machaber. So lechatchila you're not supposed to. So the shaila is, why lechatchila you're not supposed to? Why lechatchila you're not supposed to? So apparently the reason lechatchila you're not supposed to is because even like the mechaber, you're not allowed to do a das kein. You're not allowed to, even olu, you're not allowed to put the fish on the plate, a das, to eat it with the other thing, because you're being gurim, not benat lechatchila. So you can't be using the hetvanat benat lechatchila. So here where you want to wash it, and what's the heter to wash them is also not banat. Because what's happening is, even if they're not poigim, or they're not noigim, so you don't have either reason to save a truma. But the ma'isa, the bliya that's going out of the milcha kekli is going to go into the flesha kekli. So why is that? Why is that mutter? Because.
Who says it can't be not
banat? What?
Who says it can't be not banat?
Everybody.
Even the gemara is not banat with the fish.
Yeah, even olu. Even the olu is only she'olu, dogum she'olu. But even the mechaber was not choshev for the ribon. Even she'olu, you can't do it al daskin. You can't do it lechatchila.
Can you not eat something that's only not to eat something like that?
No, you can eat it, but lechatchila is not supposed to be garm not banat.
That's why it's called bishul
v'natah. And this is what the Shach says, that even the Chaber, who's not choshev for the Sefer HaTrumah, so obviously they're not poigim, they're not noigim, still he holds the chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Why? Because you've been going up and up. What's happening? The tam is going from the kli, so the second tam is going into the water, and then it's a not banat going into the third kli. Right? So here's the frekta chavash, this is what's evolving. So frekta prumigadim, and really the Shach himself makes reference to it. So ibazoi, how do you ever do hagalo hetera? How do you ever do Hagol of Heter without Shishim? If it's a Ben Yoma, what's happening? You have, or like this, the way he says it, the minig is that we don't change, we don't kasher fleshiks to milchiks back and forth. So for why is it a minig? It should be also lechatchila, this is din. Because what's going on? You kasher milchik a kli, it's a tera. So now you have tamrishin from the milk to the kli, then you're going to be magalit. So the tam is going to go from the kli, the milchik a kli, into the water and back in because there's no shishin.
So now, back in. It's
huh?
It's
yeah, if you wait, unless you take it out exactly at the right second, normally we're choshish, it goes back in. So if you leave it in for a certain amount of time,
even
so,
if there's shishin or
choshish? No, shishin is bottle. But if there's no shishin, and so you're going to kasher, so you're going to have now you're coming onto the heter of not pranat lechatchila, because now you want to make it into a fleishik akli. You have a knot, a third level knot, whatever, but you have a knot in the milchik akli. There should be also lechatchila to do that. If you have no choice, hefzarech, hefzat shabbos, hefzat tzarech, fine. But otherwise, it should be also, because or you should have to do a b'shishim. And who adin? The mechaber says in Tuplin Beis that a bliya of chometz or pesach, which is hetera, you're coming onto the het of not pranat. If you don't have shishim, why is it mutter? You're taking the bliya, chametz, it's going to be a third level bliya, but on Pesach, why is it, now you're going to cook it into your food? What are you being semichan? You're only being semichan, not by not third level, even if we're not chush for the Rashba, that Shmuel of. Fine, without that. So lechatchila, the Mechab, the Mechab Mishabur says you're supposed to be chush for the Rashba, Shmuel of. But even without that, the Mechab says don't be chush for the Rashba, Shmuel of. Go like Tysus. But so what? Lamai is a soif, kol soif. You're being goyim, a third level talent. So Chavaz Das has a moedic yisoid, and this is a very important yisoid for power of Kalim and all sorts of zachen. That Tzvim Gadim says that this, that you're not allowed to be gurim lechatchila, not pranat, is when all you have is two knots. But if you have gimel knots, gimel taimim, and beis kelim, achela yava lidei yisr, then it's mutter. So let's take the case of the milcha kekli that you're kashering to turn fleshiks. He says, you have the tam from the milk to the kli, then the kli to the water, then the water back to the kli three times, and it was in base kalim because it was in the milchik kli the first time, and then it went back out and came back in. So you have two kalim. You have three times and two kalim, and it's all mutter now. It's still mutter. Nothing happened. Now you want to take this thing that's already been in two kalim, and now you want to say, I want to be soymach on that, not I want to be soymach on that to use it for flesh. Yeah, you're allowed to do it mechatchila. You're allowed. But washing the dishes, the kli, the second kli, in the second kli, there's milchiks. So you don't have the het of the second kli to be matter to do it lechatchila because it's in the second kli with the milchik at tam. So Mamela, the tam went, you need two kalim before the heter. You need the two kalim before any problems. So you could say that, otherwise you're coming on to naparnat lechatchila to put it into the second kli. So when you're doing that, the Sefer Trumas din, you have the tam from the milk to the kli to the water, and now that's all you have. I want to say that tam is insignificant to put it into a milchik kli. Otherwise, you can't put flishik tam into a milchik kli. So why are you being samech on it? Because you don't have the second kli yet. So mele zakta chavas das gimel time in base kalim, that's mutter lechatchila. The only thing we're choishes for, even lechatchila, is not to do not parnat, which is without the second kli. So that means that anytime you have a pariv kli, you're always going to have this. So that means you'll be allowed to lechatchila put in a not bar not into pariv. So Marshall, let's say you have noodles that you cooked in a fleshig kli, and you want to strain them over a pariv sink. So what's the problem? The problem is that pariv sink I'm going to now use tomorrow for my milk dishes. But it doesn't matter because in the power of sink, it's already the second kli. You have three timing and base kalim before the problem starts. So mamela, it's not a problem to do that. So according to the Prima Gadim's setup of the Shach. So so this is time. This is the story of the Prima Gadim sets up a few places.
So this is
Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim's setup is it's in the Shach of Katan Tessi says it, and he also says it again in the. In the Taz of Katan Tess also. The Shach of Katan Tess and the Taz of Katan Tess. In Taz of Katan Tess, he's going like this. What happens, also similar Shiloh. He says, what happens if one of the, in the case of the Sefer Truma, one of them is Eina Ben Yoimai. So one of them is Eina Ben Yoimai. So there's not going to be, you don't have the Isra of the Sefer Truma, right? Because the Sefer Truma needs that, at least according to the Tam of Poigim, which is the Ikar Tam, by the way, of Sefer Truma.
Poigim,
that the Tam of Poigim, or that the Choshesh, that the pots touch each other. So L'Choyra, the Taz is... even if it's clean. So L'Maisa, the Taz and Sifkat and Ches seems to say that the Ikar is that the Taimim are Poigim.
Well...
Right, because if you would say that the Ikar Tam is that the Noigim, that the Tam
is not.
What's the other Tam? Noigim or?
Poigim. The Taimim reach, the Taimim touch each other in the water. The Taimim are Pogia each other. Or no, it's because the Kli Kalim touch. So the Nafkumina would be, the Shaila is, if the reason is that the Kalim would touch, why would the Sefer Truma be Mater by Ina Ben Yoimai? Because granted, the Ein Ben Yoimai is not going to do anything to the Ben Yoimai, but the Ben Yoimai is going to touch the Ein Ben Yoimai, and the Ben Yoimai is going to go straight into the Ein Ben Yoimai.
Doesn't Tisa say that?
Yeah. So good. So because of that, the Taz says we obviously hold that the Ikar reason is that the Negea, the time
going into the Ein Ben Yoimai is problematic.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue here. So
nobody wants the Hilbert to live on the
town. Is it?
Nobody wanted
the Hilbert. Oh. Well, the Rivan doesn't have to, the Rosh says that the Rivan doesn't have to hold this. So. Now, so the Taz of Katan Tess. The Taz says, Oysa she'enu ben yoimai, gam kein einu nesam, min oysa shehu ben yoimai, tenat banatu, v'adayin heter. Av achar she'enich nasa so exactly, ma'achar she'enu ben yoimai, memela ein she'enu yasa alav. So it's mutter, even according to the first time of Tosis. That's what he wants to say. So he says here. Yeah, so he says the Maisa, you could do it l'chatchila. Because it's going to be Viter based Kalim. Because in the Kli, it's any binyam, it doesn't matter. So it's going to be, now the whole problem is going to mean I'm going to use it for Fleshes. It's a Fleshes Kli. And I'm putting in this Milcha Katam into it. So here's a tzad that maybe since it's going to be based Kalim, and there's no problem right now, because right now, the tam that's in there is not a milchik tam. The tam is only in a ben yoimai of the other men. So bishlam in the case where they're both bnei yoiman. So I can't mix these two flavors together. It's only because it's called a nat banat. So that taka you can't do the chabchila because I don't have the second keli. But if it's in a ben yoimai, then I have the second keli before it becomes a problem. So mainly as a tzad to use this yisod over there also. Now by the way, I have a big kasha.
How's it, no? So you're taking
okay, that's very complicated. Yeah, one thing. So now there is grada mashmos in the shach. The shach holds like the ikar reason is that they touch each other. The kelim touch each other. But let's work this out. Why aren't we choshish? The kasha is like this. If you're choshish that the kelim, what's a shaila to be choshish for the other reason of the sefer truma? That's the kelim touch. The takar touch. So it didn't go through the water. Especially if you're machmer on nitzlu.
Once it's water there, then it was a touch. Then.
Okay, so in other words, even if you're machmer on nitzlu, right? But once there's water there, so this is, right? But that means that the other shita holds that even though there's water there, but well, of course, once it touches.
As the Sefer Shomer says, Maisa Ruban is going because of the.
Reuben will dilute, the water dilutes the tam even though they touch. But the man that holds your choshish for Negia would hold. That doesn't matter, so it goes over the touch. So the big shaila on that is that the shach, from the government learning the shach in Tzadidal is Subkatan Ches. Over there, the shach says that even if there's shishim in the water, let's say, obviously, one of the most, the Taz speaks out, the most common application of the Sefer Truma is not washing dishes together. It's if you have a fleshical pot and you're stuck in a milchik spoon to stir it. So it's not Sefer Truma, because you have a milchik spoon and a fleshical pot. So you two milcha kelim. So according to the truma, everything's treif, right? But pashas, if you have shishim connected to the spoon, so everything's mutter because the bleed of the milcha spoon is not doing anything.
Oh, they're cooking
parav.
Oh, vale, yeah.
I'm talking parav. Yeah. So that's the taz. Even though it's pashas, what I'm saying, this is an application of the sefer truma. But the shach says in tzadidal that the shishim connected to the spoon, very nice. Everything's mutter, but the spoon is taka problem. I mean, when it's parav. So fret the velt, what are you talking about? Why? Why should you say that? Must be that the shach is going, that the ikar reason of sefer truma is that maybe the kelim touch. So therefore, shishim, so therefore the spoon can't ask because everything's, well, the spoon can't ask because there's shishim. But the other one can go straight into the thing and ask for the spoon. So if the shach, this is the kasha, if the shach holds that the ikar reason is touching, the shach also brings the marshal. He brings a mashal that nitzlu is a problem with the other. I mean, if you fry nitzlu without liquid, any sort of parv in a flesh of the kli, that's also with the oven now with milcha. It's choshish for nitzlu all the way. So shaila is if you hold it, the ikatam is touching. So even if you cooked vegetables, it's you choshish it touched. So choshish touch everything blabs nitzlu. So everything black is nitzel. The only reason to get out of that is because it went through the liquid. But otherwise, everything is nitzel. Everything should be also with the oven.
You
saw
the Hagalah on the pasta.
So you have to say, one second. So you have to. What?
Cooking and it touches, it's called a nitzel.
That's a nitzel, directly.
Yeah, because.
It's the water.
Water is not what connected to the thing together.
Because the difference between nitzlu and nizbashlu, the mashal says, is because it didn't
gimel
go through time, the water.
Time,
right, it's because gimel taimim. It's not gimel taimim, it went straight. So you have to say that maybe kli to kli is different than kli to oichel. You say kli to oichel somehow is different, whatever. But one important thing you have to keep in mind is that the Prima Gadim says that warming up a soup in a pot is called nitzlu. It's not called nizbashlu. Because the water itself is the noisei. So there's no medium. So Mamela, every time, if you did a nitzlu, so the those that are shchoshish for the shach, if you did a nitzlu, you're not allowed to put it into even kelim shalem. You know, so if you warm up a soup in a flesh of kapat, you cannot warm it up in a milch of kapat afterwards. because since it's nitzlu, according to the Marshal, so memela, that's taka usher, even in Kalim, the whole het of Kalim Shalem is like the Taz says, because we're not choishes like Avi this from Mandam or Bishl, but that's all that, but Mandam or Nitzlu, the Shach is machmer on that, so l'chor you shouldn't be allowed to even warm it up in Kalim Shalem, and that would be, that would be negiah. One of the Zach just wanted to speak out, very negiah the Gazach. Rav Doiv spoke out the other week that something which needs Libun, you could do Hagala, or you could do Libun Kal when it's a Terabala, because it blives not for natural heter, it's going to become mutter. So in other words, that's the Rashba's Vart, you can be Maklish the Tam. So if you have Chometz that went in through Tzli, you could really, before Pesach, do Hagala on it, and we're just Choshish for the Rashba Shmoyalov, so we're going to do it, but theoretically you could do it. So a milchik kli that theoretically it was a sandwich maker, and now you want to do, you could do Libun Kal on it, so you could maybe get out all the milchik, and theoretically it's a terabala. So the big nafkamina is Chassam Sofer says, very important halacha, people don't know, it's in the gear. That's only good if it's a terabala, but if it's a surah, avada, a surah bala, you need Libun, you need to get out of the whole blir. So if you took a fleshaga, frying pan, and you cooked milchiks in it, fried milchiks in it, so now it's treif, so now you need to do Libun, you can't do a Libun Kal or Hagala, and you can't do Libun on frying pans, because you're going to So if, normally you would say that, because it's awesome, right? But Zakhtach Shem Sefer, if the fleshik was in a binyama of fleshiks, so when the milchiks goes in, really there's no iser in the pot, because the fleshik bleas are in a binyama, and the milchik bleas are binyama, but there's no iser in the pot. It's just you have two types of bleas, and you're not allowed to use it for either min, because you can't use it lechatchila for fleishiks because it has milchiks in it. You can't use it lechatchila for milchiks because it has fleishiks in it. So you can't use it. I use it for parv, good shayla. But lemaisa, you can't use it. But you can't use it, but there's no treif. So zaktach some cipher, if a milchik went into an ena ben yoimai fleishik a pot, you could do a libun kal on it. So it's very negeah. If you had a fleishik a pot and milchiks went in, you could do a gol on it. Because even though it went through Libun, you don't need to do it tatera. So the tatera you can get out with Libun.
If you cooked it with a gal.
So, yeah.
What? If you cooked it with fleishiks after the milk, also to get in.